The majority of Wisconsinites have a negative view of the economy, according to a poll that was released 6 months before the presidential election. It's Monday, May 13th, and we have a new name. This is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Groh. Coming up on the show today, campus leaders in Madison reached an agreement late Friday to remove the encampment of a group of pro-Palestinian protesters. And have you been bitten by a tick? Scientists in central Wisconsin want you to send it to them in the mail. Stay with us.
You tune in every weekday for your dose of local news on Wisconsin Today. You enjoy headlines with context as well as a longer story. This news is community supported. Join in with your gift at wpr.org/givewitoday.
The economy is the top issue for Wisconsin voters heading into the 2024 election, but roughly two-thirds of them have a negative view. A recent Marquette poll showed only about 33% of Wisconsin voters had a positive view of the economy. Worries about inflation have overrided more positive news on rising wages and low unemployment. Oshkosh resident Tracy Herring says she received a few raises in the last couple of years, but she doesn't feel like she's getting ahead.
With everything else going up, it's almost as if you didn't receive the raise in the first place.
Menzie Chan is an economist at UW-Madison. He says inflation has come down since mid-2022.
You can't fault people for feeling that prices are too high. Maybe they feel increases in inflation more profoundly than decreases in inflation.
He also says the country's recovery from the COVID-19 pandemic has been much stronger than many of its peers. A protest encampment which stood on UW-Madison's campus for the past 2 weeks came down Friday afternoon. Anya Van Wagtendonk reports on the agreement between pro-Palestinian student organizers and university leaders.
The protesters have been calling for UW to divest from Israeli companies. The school administration agreed to facilitate a meeting between the students and the boards that oversee UW's endowment. In exchange, over the course of the afternoon, organizers slowly took down some of the tents from Library Mall. They say they're planning on donating what they can, including camping equipment and food. On the eve of university commencement, hundreds of people streamed by, some in black and red caps and gowns. Meanwhile, the remaining protesters chalked messages on the pavement, like "Palestine, we love you" and "Ethical Investment Now." Anya Van Wagtendonk, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Meanwhile, the Milwaukee Journal-Sentinel is reporting that UW-Milwaukee has also struck a deal with pro-Palestinian protesters to remove the encampment on its campus that stood for about 2 weeks. Similar to the deal at UW-Madison, UW-Milwaukee protesters will meet with University Foundation leaders to discuss divesting from companies connected with Israel. The deal was struck Sunday afternoon. Finding a tick on yourself or your pet isn't exactly uncommon for many Wisconsinites. As Hope Kerwin reports, Marshfield Clinic Research Institute wants to put those ticks to work through a citizen science project.
The Tick Inventory via Citizen Science Project has already mailed out thousands of free tick collection kits. Participants put their tick into a biohazard bag and fill out a form on the location and activity where they picked it up. It's mailed back to the Marshfield Clinic Research Institute, where scientists will identify the species and report it through an online map. Jennifer Meese is the Institute's chief research officer. She says interest in the program has been high.
Lots of people are asking for multiple kits. They're asking for kits for family and friends. Businesses are asking us for kits now. So, I mean, really beyond my wildest imagination.
The project will help identify any new tick species moving into the state and eventually the prevalence of diseases like Lyme. Hope Kerwin, Wisconsin Public Radio.
The Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty is exploring the trend of loneliness and polarization with a series of new reports. In the first of three reports, the law firm found Wisconsin residents, on average, have more social connections to friends and family than people living in most other states. Eric Liu heads the Seattle-based Citizen University, which aims to build civic awareness. He says this topic has gotten attention from people across the political spectrum.
I suppose that's the silver lining. People on both the right and the left are realizing that this crisis of loneliness, of social isolation, of dehumanizing each other, when you don't see people and you don't know people and you don't join people, it's really easy to flatten them into two-dimensional caricatures that you then mock or hate.
Will is planning to do future studies on the role technology and the internet have played in keeping people from socializing. the city of Superior is among those weighing in on a proposal that would significantly raise rates for residents next year. Daniel Kading has more on Superior Water, Light, and Power's proposed rate hike.
The utility is asking regulators to increase water rates by roughly 18% and natural gas rates by around 17%. Electric rates would also go up about 2%. For residential customers, that means their monthly electric bill would increase nearly $4, while water and gas bills would go up about $11 each. Superior Mayor Jim Payne says that's unreasonable.
And it doesn't look to me like they are taking affordability into account now or ever.
Canadian energy firm Enbridge and the Citizens Utility Board are also expressing concerns about the proposal. Customer advocates note Superior has higher poverty and unemployment rates than the state. The utility says the hike is tied to infrastructure investments and costs to clean up contamination at the site of its former manufactured gas plant. Daniel Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
A judge has dismissed a lawsuit that challenged Wisconsin's rules that require a witness to sign an absentee ballot envelope. Under Wisconsin law, an absentee voter needs another adult to be present when they fill out their ballot. That witness must provide a signature and their address. A suit filed last year by a liberal law firm argued that those requirements are burdensome and violate the Voting Rights Act. But a federal judge rejected those arguments in a ruling last week. The now-dismissed lawsuit was just one front in an ongoing battle about when absentee ballots should be counted in Wisconsin. Today, the state Supreme Court will hear arguments in a separate case as Democrats seek to overturn a ban on ballot drop boxes. And that'll do it for this Monday. Thanks so much for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producers today were Rob Menser and John Davis. As always, hit subscribe, sit back, and relax, and we'll show up in your podcast feed every single weekday morning automatically for you. So until tomorrow, have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.